Let's go up to Maurice Strong's sandbox when he was still alive, where he was planning lots of great things. I don't know how many of those things came to pass, but Professor Eric Carlstrom is up there right now. You still running for mayor, Professor?
Good evening, Jeff. No, I had a brief run in politics here in Crestone and Crestone, Colorado. I tried to run for the Property Owners Association board because it seemed like insanity prevailed there.
And I
was not a very good campaigner. I asked people to vote for my opponent because I really didn't want the job. But there was a group of three females who were backed by the power elite here in our tiny burg of 1500, and wow. they got glossy flyers, and obviously there was a team behind that because they wanted to make sure that our small property owners association was controllable, and they certainly didn't want Professor Carlstrom on the. So it was. I could tell interesting stories about that run. That was 2014. I haven't made a run for politics here ever since. And in fact, 2013, I began to realize I was a targeted individual, and my life changed forever for the worse. As you know, millions of people around the world have discovered this is no joke. Although the government tells us it doesn't exist, the government also tells us that the chemtrails don't exist.
That's not a government. That's not a government. Not our government. No, it's a regime.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And you know, that just jumps right into our title, which I sent to you today. And I think it's a bit provocative. And you put it on there. And I think it's the NASA 2001 NASA war plan, the targeted individual program, and the world revolutionary movement. I think all of these things are highly related, and that I retired from teaching 30 years as a physical geography professor in 2011, and really my education went into overdrive because I still had plenty of energy to do research and interesting matters.
Yeah, hold on. That's really an interesting thing. For all of you out there who think, well, I'm 50, I know it all, you don't know anything. And most of you like that aren't part of this audience. You're learning. I learn every day. Eric learns all the time. Look what he's learned since he stopped teaching. The whole world is now open like an oyster, and he's going through it. And there's so much out there. What seems to be real is not. It's almost always artifice and deception. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do have five websites I maintain, and my goal has been to kind of extend my classroom, so to speak, to the world. And these websites are 911nwo.com, naturalclimatechange.org, which is, of course, my field in physical geography, the gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, which now has 2,400 posts on it, San Luis Valley waterwatch.com, which gets into the water politics of the San Luis Valley, Colorado. And then my musical website, ericcarlstrom.com. So, yeah, I have really learned so much. And now I'm at the point where I start to see connections between things. Of course, everything is connected to everything else. But you often have to, as you say, we live in a nation governed by liars and lies. We live in a land
thugs,
of deception.
Criminals and thugs.
Criminals
Horrible
and thugs.
People. Yeah.
And this is not new. You know, some people think, oh, this started in 2005, I can take most of this stuff way back now. Even though I'm a geography professor, I've learned a lot of history in the context of this research. But the real mind blower for me was to go back and look at this NASA war future war plan of 2001 written by Dennis M. Bushnell, and he's the chief scientist, quote unquote, at Langley, which of course you've heard of Langley before.
Oh yeah.
And now we're talking CIA, but he's actually an engineer from New York City. He's of Jewish persuasion, and this NASA war plan, it's called Future War Strategies / Future War Circa which means close to 2025. Now, notice how close we are to 2025. All of these things have long since been realized, and we are talking incredible futuristic technologies and programs, which in fact have been going on a lot. And I think really explain the weapons and the strategies that are used against the civilian population, particularly those who have been mislabeled as terrorists and are now what we call targeted individuals. So this is more than a smoking gun, Jeff. This is a smoking cannon. And I think it's well worth to look at this futuristic technology, some of which we've already discussed. You know, we're certainly getting the directed energy weapons, radio frequencies, nanotech, smart dust, all these things.
You know what, if I might, Eric, I want to put something out there. For those of you who pick up and run with the idea that it's nanotech this and self-assembling nano that, don't do that. Unless you have a transmitting electron microscope and the background to see nano. You can't see nano with a live blood dark field microscope. No chance in hell. This is small stuff. So don't get hung up on the con job. Yes, there's nano involved, but no one's seeing it. No one can prove it. They're not using the proper equipment. They don't have access to it for the most part. These people who do live blood analysis are not seeing nano. Okay, I just wanted to put that out there. Thanks.
Well, that does make it complicated. Yeah, the electron microscope can take you down very small, down to clay-sized particles of angstroms. But to get down to the atom size is not possible. But there are many military documents that talk about using these technologies.
Oh, they put it right in writing. It's there if you want to do the research, you bet.
If you want to do the research, and I'm fortunate as a targeted individual, I came across Mark M. Rich's work, New World War Revolutionary Methods for Political Control, within the first year that I realized I was being targeted, which is 2013. And between 300 and page 309 and 412 in this large format, 8.5 by 11 inch book, it's all sources. It's all bibliography. It's all articles. And so you want to know about psychological operations. You want to know about information operations, information warfare. You want to know about holograms, isolation. All the aspects of the targeting, well, there's some extra things, weather warfare, blah, 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 malodorance. In other words, as we just said, the military has not been shy about broadcasting, at least in their own academic circles, the technologies that they're utilizing against us. And so in my Gangstalking Mind Control Cults.com, I feature many, many, many military articles by insiders who are, you know, colonels and doc PhDs and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, this is, like I say, more than a smoking gun. Would you? And then in the title, again, I say that what I'm saying is that the NASA war plan very much outlines the use of these exotic non-lethal quote unquote weapons against individuals in a covert manner, such as we saw with the Havana Syndrome in 2016, 2017, the Cuban and Chinese American diplomats. We have some of our top people like Dr. James Giordano, DARPA neuroweaponologist.
Has Giordano made any statements lately? He's got some really great videos out there on YouTube. You can find them. But I'm just wondering if he's still talking or they kind of turned his volume down. He was making some big statements.
Well, in fact, he outlines the program perfectly, and in the context of explaining what happened with the Havana Syndrome. So once you get to know the kind of the military jargon, he's a master of jargon, you learn, as I did as an academic, to read kind of between the lines. And but he basically, well, I'll quote him here. I've got a whole article, Confessions of a High-Level Perpetrator. Dr. James Giordano, Battle Space, Organized Stalking, Applications of Neuroscience and Neuroweapons. Okay, that's a 2017 YouTube lecture to military people. And he says directly to them, he says, the brain is the next battle space. We are targeting the brain. Like in any race, the morbidity and mortality going at this speed with this level of integrity and this level of momentum is real. We are tracking neurological or brain signatures of key targeted individuals that are thought to represent whole groups. If I understand how his or her brain works and do this in a broad enough scale, I love with the egocentrism of the way they talk. I can develop patterns, and I can use this in ways that informs my intelligence. This force multiplies and synergizes my human intelligence, human, my signals intelligence, SIGINT, and my communications intelligence, COMMENT. NEURINT, or neuro intelligence, coupled with assessment and access, gives me these capabilities. And, you know, he's given so many lectures. I've got many of them posted on my website. And yeah, his jargon is thick, but if you hang in there, you realize what he's talking about. He's talking about the targeted individual program, which is adversely affecting, I think, millions across America and the world. And the military is the prime mover in this, particularly the Air Force. And this becomes, let me just give you one more example of another insider, Dr. James Canton of Global Futures, Inc., who also was talking about this same time about the Havana Syndrome, trying to explain it. And he is speaking to Special Operations Forces and the J5 Donovan Group, whoever that is. And he's speaking in terms of very much like the NASA 2001 Future War document. In fact, he uses the same terms, the same diagrams. And what he's talking about really is these neurotechnologies being applied in a way to take people out of the game. And he's, as he said, I want him out of the game, and I don't want him to be able to get back into it. So you see, these guys are such nice guys, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking to a bunch of Special Operations Forces, U.S. Right. SOCOM, who are actually using these technologies against targeted Americans and other people who have been mislabeled as terrorists. I see these Special Operation Forces, I wasn't going to say SOBs, but SOFs, frequently. These are the guys that are doing it. By the way, if you go to Webster Tarpley's book on 911 synthetic terror made in the USA, which Gerald seems to need an education about based on what I heard last hour, he says that a typical state-sponsored terrorism event such as 9/11 has three main components. You have your moles within the government. That would be, you know, of course, Cheney and all the neocons, Zakham in the Pentagon. And then you have your patsies, of course, Osama bin Laden. And then you have your professional killers. And those would be the Special Operations Forces. So it's a three-component thing. And, of course, this would apply to many, many state-sponsored terror events such as, you know, Oklahoma City, et cetera, JFK, moles, patsies, and professional killers. And that's how it works, folks. That's part of your growing up. Waking up to reality. And so this guy, James Canton, he's quite a guy. And he's a fantastic speaker. He explains everything. If you want to know about the targeted individual program and what they're doing to innocent Americans, in addition to the Cuban diplomats from Canada and the United States, listen to Doc. I've got it on my website. It's called Neuroweapons, Havana Syndrome, Dark Network Supply Chains, Manhunting Business, and, of course, that's the targeting, also known as gang stalking or organized stalking, electronic harassment, and hybrid warfare. Now, this guy, James Canton, claims he he's the guy who figured out or introduced the term of dark network supply chains, which would feed this whole thing. So where we're going with this, Jeff, is society has been restructured based on these technologies, which are not acknowledged.
Correct.
And with Department of Homeland Security and FBI and all these community groups, community-oriented policing, cops, you know, which was introduced under Biden as a senator and Clinton as president. We have restructured society to go after these terrorists. So we are taking all of the technologies available to the military-industrial complex, which have developed over the past, you know, whatever, 100 years, and been deployed throughout foreign nations. And we're turning them against dissidents and others in this country who the regime dislikes. And police are integral to this because it's run out of sheriff's department.
Oh, yeah.
With
informant.
And so what we've done is we've integrated society to go after these so-called terrorists. Now, think about the implications of that if we have a civil war. They already have standing armies that are connected, that are operational, that are going after people, driving, you know, they're coordinated militarily with C4ISR technology. That's command and control, computer communication, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, which gives, you know, on the, you know, in real time, communication capabilities in land, sea, air, and space and cyberspace. And this whole system has been deployed, I'm sure, on steroids since 2001, 9/11, with the targeted individual program, which has been officially denied. So now you've got an entire, George Bush said it, didn't he? If you're a terrorist, you can't hide in the public sector, because now the battle space is everywhere. The battle space is in your neighborhood. The battle space is in between your ears. This is what George Bush told us, and it's true. And the people that know it the best are the targeted individuals who are, you know, attacked, who are tracked, who are traced, who are tortured.
Question: Are you getting commonly now reports from TIs who are being messed with, their lives being made miserable, obviously being used and drained or programmed with information, willingly or unwillingly? Are you getting much? How is the activity level now? Let's just phrase it that way. Less? More? Are they changing tactics? What are they doing? Just an overview.
You know, we've talked about this. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this because almost nobody talks about this, you know.
Nobody.
Alex Jones.
I don't know. Nobody does.
Mike Adams doesn't talk. Nobody talks about this, you know. So it might as well not exist. They've been very effective. But I think it's ramping up, as we talked about Susie Dawson, the New Zealand journalist who was targeted, who really understands the program well, and I have lots of her information on my site. But she says it's an expanding for-profit system. The Pentagon has sells kill contracts to people who are put on these watch lists. And anybody can be put on these watch lists without their knowledge. And then due process of law can be they can be deprived of due process of law, because under all the Gonzales legal machinations of George W. Bush administration, terrorists do not get any legal protections, not even the legal protections of war. If you're a terrorist, they can do anything to you, or if you're called a terrorist.
That's about all it takes now. You know what they're doing with Tulsi Gabbard, third time I've mentioned this tonight. She's been placed on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah,
and I forget what they call it, Silent Skies or something. She's now followed by armed guards, apparently two of them, on every aircraft flight she takes, and monitored while she's on board. Just FYI.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I say, it's an expanding for-profit. You know, they're making money on this. I believe that the people who are, the National Security Racketeering Network, and it is expanding globally. And for the system to function, you know, it needs to grow. And that means they need to put more people on the list. And, of course, anybody can be put on the list. So this is the American modern version of the old Phoenix torture program in Vietnam, which the CIA ran in 1967 to 1971. But Tulsi Gabbard, we're going to see more and more of this. By the way, I will mention that Targeted Justice, Inc. is having a demonstration, kind of a protest and event in Colorado Springs. Of course, that's okay. The heart of this with the U.S. Air Force, Schreiber Air Force Base, the Space Force, the tracking. But it's also NSA and all other components of the government, really. But they are going to do a hopefully fairly large event in which they confront the local politicians. But yes, I think it's expanding. And, you know, as more and more high profile people like Tulsi Gabbard become targeted, it's going to be harder and harder for them to deny it. We do need neuro rights laws across the board. People have been pushing for this for the last 15 years in different countries. But let me, if you don't mind, Jeff, let me go through some of what's in this amazing smoking gun document, which is actually a PowerPoint presentation with 113 slides, which is on Deborah Tavares's StopTheCrime.net website. It's also, of course, on my post, which is written right under the title of our discussion tonight. Right, if people want to look at it,
how is Deborah doing? I haven't spoken to her for a while. She used to be on the program a lot. She went off in a different direction for a while. I guess she's still doing her best, and that's good. Have you had any contact with her?
I have never had any contact with her. I watched her videos. She made a video about this back in 2013, this NASA war document, and it was a 30-minute video. It was quite good. She very intelligent lady digging into the documents.
Yes.
And that's what inspired me, Jeff, to go take another look at this document. It's one of course, hundreds and thousands of military documents that basically spill the beans and let you know what they've done. Right. So anyway, if we go through this NASA war plan, which I think is very much what is happening now, we see things like remarkable things that Deborah pointed out, which is that humans have a rapidly decreasing to negative added value because we're too slow and we're too stupid and we're too delicate, etc. And that on page 93, capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. Well, there's the targeted individual program, because that certainly overlaps with torture, voyeurism, and radical gaming. You have, you know, just like Bush and Cheney and Obama used to enjoy watching the torture at Abu Ghraib, etc., and with Obama, the drone strikes, they would watch that on closed circuit TV in the White House. These are sick psychopaths.
It's the truly mentally deranged people. Agreed.
Yeah. So, but all of this, of course, fits into the UN Agenda 2030 smart cities, where they want total control of the human mind and nervous system and behavior. So with the suite of technologies that they already had in 2001, we now have the situation we have. And another book I can mention is called Transhuman Genocide, The Enemy at the Gate. And I would say the targeted individuals are on the front lines of this war for humanity, because all of this, of course, can be extended to everybody. And what they can do with these technologies is turn a human being into a biorobot cyborg, a cybernetic organism. So then I'll make one more kind of digression before I get into the document. And that is another recent article by another insider by the name of Robert McCrate, who came out with an article this year in February, The War Inside Your Mind, Unprotected Brain Battlefields and Neurovulnerability. He says in there, targeting healthy brains to disrupt, impair, destabilize, and degrade their innate functions using stealthy technology sounds like science fiction, but it isn't. It says a very large group, large group of persons has been adversely affected by this electronic form of cognitive warfare, where nano pulse radio frequencies, acoustic factors, and elements of nanotech combine to inflict serious neurobiological impairment in its victims. Mm-hmm. And then he says, he calls these weapons neurostrike, and I've been struck. I know what they are. It knocked me to the floor and made me almost unable to walk or do anything for about 2 weeks. The era of neurostrike, unrestricted cognitive warfare, and targeted neuromodulation by hostile nations or groups like the United States government is upon us. Mm-hmm. Defenses and protection against it are nearly impossible to find today. However, we must do so, as it is not only disadvantageous for attaining a healthy society, amen, and globally secure population, absolutely, but essential and critical for the security and well-being of the planet itself. Personal liberty, freedom of thought, sanctity of the person, and cognitive integrity is in jeopardy without it. Okay, well, Dr. Robert McCreight, who spent 35 years with the Army and the U.S. State Department, is a political insider who spent a lot of time on this topic, and he comes to the logical conclusion. So they're not all demons, but the people who do the attacking, I would argue, perhaps are very sadistic individuals who enjoy torturing people. Anyway, okay, so if you'd like to jump in.
I think
in,
that's one aspect that isn't maybe underscored enough. They really do enjoy this horrible discipline they're involved in. They like to torture people. These people are psychopaths. Not all of them, but like, many of them. They are.
It's like Bush and Cheney and Obama. Yeah. You know, they can profile people. I guess 1 in 20 of us, 5% or so, are actual psychopaths. Tex Mars wrote a book about it. It says they're like a different species. They don't.
He was so smart. You got it. Yeah.
Okay, so here, just a little bit out of this document. Page 7, the world is undergoing triple exponential information technology, bio and nano technological revolutions, actually more like 5 and or 30. These technological changes are exponential, rapid, and synergistic. They reinforce each other. We've talked about that. Well, I think we had a program about that, and that's the reality that we have as things get smaller and smaller, and we get into this micro realm of smart dust, etc., nanoparticles. Page 9 states that humans are directing, and this is. I mean, I can't tolerate this. I will not tolerate this. States that humans are directing and vastly shortening the process of evolution. And our own Dennis M. Bushnell, the chief scientist at NASA, refers to human-directed human evolution. They're in charge now. They're the gods. And it's characterized by genomic design. Oh, there's your mRNA. And repair. And mind children, they say in this 2001 document. Mind children, I guess that's TIs. And he says, and life form slash products, see, we're all life form slash products to them.
Yes, we are.
Are changing via, quote, cross-species molecular breeding and directed evolution. Was there ever a debate about this in American media or in the Congress?
Right.
No. These guys need to be taken out and tried and prosecuted. Then in page 20, he talks about the U.S. Human Brain Project, which began under Bush 1 in the early 90s, funded by 18 organizations across 5 agencies. Interesting, the agencies are National Institutes of Health, National Science Foundation, DOD, NASA, and Department of Energy. It's also called neuroinformatics, combined neuroscience and informatics. He says in 2001, he says it's an exploding field. 10,000 individual presentations at the annual meeting of the Society of Neuroscience, which includes everything from molecular genetics to cognitive psychologists, determining detailed neuroanatomy of the human brain to make a digital brain atlas, and the use of IT to study the brain and the use of the brain info to aid IT and AI. Actually, this goes back to the Macy's Conference on Cybernetics starting in 1942. So they've been working on this for a long time. And then he talks in page 21, the imagination engine, also known as the creativity machine, also known as the creative agent. Now, that's the human brain also. Generates new ideas, concept via starving a trained neural net of meaningful inputs, forcing it to dream, cavitate, create new concepts. An attendant neural net used to capture, record, evaluate, and report on these writings. And then my comment is, well, this is perhaps why they, one of the reasons they isolate TIs, so that they can measure brain activity without so much noise. You know, they want to, and I have some evidence that many of the people they target are very creative people, such right. as, and very intelligent people, such as Bobby Fischer. We talked about that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So imagine you're the military and you get to test your wits and your weaponry against the world's greatest chess player. You see, that improves your system. Now, it doesn't matter to them that they destroy his life because this is national security, right? And, of course, Bobby Fischer Correct. Would be just – he'd be one of thousands and thousands and thousands of representative brains that the military can now invade and modulate, neuromodulate, and measure.
Yep,
and
yep.
These people are monsters. And these are the people that we pay. We pay for this. And then in page 29, this is their red herring, I think. IT bio-nano will result in greatly increased individual destructive power. We heard Klaus Schwab say recently, the technology creates asymmetrically powerful individuals. We must combat them, he says. Well, that's what the targeted individual program is.
It's true.
And so exactly. This is the false justification that the individuals. Now, I don't have increased brain power because of IT bio-nano. I learn a lot efficiently when I get good information on the computer. But I'm still operating on my own brain here. So I think this is one of many kind of subtle lies that's embedded in this. But it justifies their programs. Page 30, major emerging law enforcement issues include ubiquitous micro-nano sensors, affect privacy, protection of human electronic implants. Yeah, implants are big in this. 49, anti-personnel, microwave, radio frequency weapons, including heating, high-powered requirements, surface effects, brain interactions, low-frequency modulation.
Eric, who wrote this document? What group of people put this together?
Well, okay, this is Dennis M. Bushnell, who has been with NASA since the 60s. And he's also, like Ray Kurzweil, he's of the tribe.
Bushnell
wrote this. And he just quit NASA, but he had an extraordinarily long and influential career with NASA. Like I say, he's an engineer, not a scientist. Page 49, anti-personnel, microwave, radio frequency weapons. Okay, page 50, effects of low-power microwaves, U.S. Army, Stanford Research Institute, Walter Reed, behavioral performance decrement, seizures, gross alteration in brain function. And they mentioned something about a 30 to 100% increase in brain function, which they would want for their super soldiers. But he also mentions lethality. Interactions between low power microwatts per square centimeter, 0.4 to 3 gigahertz. By the way, that's in 5G. Microwave and brain function. Page 62, then-year targeting connectivity. Military overhead systems, ubiquitous commercial overhead systems, scientific overhead systems in the context of reconstruction of micro-nano satellites, Skynet. Optical communications, GPS.
Micro-nano.
Satellite.
Redundant. Yeah, it's a redundant
phrase. That's the way they write it. That's the way he writes it. Ubiquitous, inexpensive UAV, HALE, high-altitude, long-endurance aircraft adjuncts. So what anybody who's a TI knows they're tracked 24/7. And they are attacked from land, sea, air, space, and cyberspace. That's part of the program, is to put you in this control grid in which you have no privacy and you can be attacked, psychological attacks with psyops, directed energy attacks with the non-lethal neuroweapons, et cetera, like the neurostrike, and many, many, many setups intended to to, you know, deflate you, degrade you, disrupt your life, isolate you.
Oh, yeah.
It's war. It's war sure using is. Military technology and all of the war domains, land, sea, air, space, cyberspace, and now cognitive warfare, the sixth. So in this page 63, potential use, and this one really caught my attention, potential use of land-based ship, aircraft, spacecraft assets for measurements of Earth variables for international scientific global change programs.
That's weather control, weather modification, geoengineering.
That's right, for military purposes. But it's also the global change, of course, is the terrorist aspect, which is the humans are destroying the climate, you know, the climate change lie, the man-caused global warming lie. So geoengineering, the man-caused climate change, and the military, a control grid, utilize the same elements of a control grid system, which has eyes on everything and everybody, uses sensors everywhere, and nano particulates, and of course chemtrails to ionize the sky.
You bet. They're destroying the planet. It's like they're terraforming it, but I don't know who they're terraforming it for. Alien-human hybrids, AI-driven, biological... go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. I think what we're talking about is we're talking about the breakaway civilization that right. Jim Keith talked about.
Yeah. Had Jim on the program four or five times, six times, I don't know. He was terrific. What a great man. Wise man.
20 yes. years ahead of me in learning these things. And, of course, I learned a lot from his books, Mind Control, World Control, etc. Yeah, but so the tie-in for me on page 63 of the global change in the military is, okay, two of my websites, naturalclimatechange.org, you know, proves that this whole man-caused global thing is a multi-trillion-dollar fraud, but it's used to terrorize the public into spending a lot of money on this, which then can be laundered into lots of other programs like geoengineering, weather warfare, and then, of course, the war on terror, which is, you know, in my 911nwo.com website, is another gigantic fraud, multi-trillion-dollar fraud. See, they have to scare the public into getting the public to spend a lot of money on their global control grid. So they've come up with these mega lies. I mean, these are preposterous lies. You know, the idea that, the whole world is organized now for the global war on terror. Who's the terrorist? That's the government. They did 9/11, you know. And it's not these little guys, you know, these dissidents who are, you know, questioning the government policy. But this gives the government, of course, the excuse to go ahead and use all these weapons against the people they don't like. So here's the tie-in between the global war on terror and the man-caused global warming fraud, or at least a tie-in, uses the same equipment, uses the same equipment, military equipment. And this is why the military is so invested in the man-caused global warming fraud. We can do a whole show on this because, of course, that was my career. And I, you know, I as a real expert on paleoclimate, who studied it academically and saw this big train coming down the tracks in the 70s and 80s, and then saw it destroy so many real scientists' careers, I can talk for a long time about that. But anyway, page 64, future global targeting capabilities are a given. Oh, golly. And then again, 66, increasingly critical human limitations, downsize. We're too large, heavy, tender, slow, physically and mentally. We require large logistics trains. So we have a rapidly decreasing to negative value added. These guys have decided. Page 72, non-explosive warfare. Okay, there's another name for the targeted individual program.
And just for people who came in late, where can they find this entire publication? And what's the exact title of it, just to be sure?
Well, okay, just look right in the title of our program tonight and look at the first article. Punch that into your browser. And it should come up on one of my two websites.
Yeah, it's look under guests for Professor Carlstrom, and you'll find the article right there.
Yeah, and if you could, Jeff, and you have the interest, this would be really excellent to go under my column because this is so
yeah,
explosive.
I'll put it there. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so page 72, non-explosive warfare includes information warfare, information operations, which the military acknowledges is a weapon of mass destruction, psi war in the large, anti-functionals, microwave, chemical, bio, micromechanical, anti-personnel, microwave, radio frequency. I mean, these guys want full spectrum dominance, mastering of the human domain.
Oh, yeah.
Non-explosive warfare is mentioned again on page 103, psi war, bio war, information technology, net war, network warfare, anti-operability warfare, beam weaponry, including radio frequency, spoofing, and camo. And then 105, I think, gets down to how it's going to be deployed. Special Operations Forces, SOF, and other human strike forces, Army, Marine, become SOF-like, or Special Operations Forces-like, to counter the increasingly capable bio weapons, mass destruction, and horrific destructive power.
It's literally all there. It seems to be audited. They didn't miss a thing.
That's right. And let me just read that again. These special operations forces and other human strike forces of the Army and Marine that are now SOF-like are going to be used to counter the increasingly capable, that is in terms of information operations, which could be a truth teller online, by the way, bio, weapons of mass destruction, and the, quote, horrific destructive power of individuals and groups. So now they're going after non-state actors. And this is what George W. Bush said. So I think that this document coming out in 2001, the same year as September 11th, 2001, is very coordinated, that this is all part of the same march to total global domination, full spectrum dominance, mastering the human domain, one world government, etc. Like you say, it's all here.
Yeah.
And then it's on page 112, approaches to countering group and individual deployment. See, I'm deploying information operations according to their definitions by having these websites. And watch out, Jeff, you're probably doing the same by having your program. This will then necessitate preemption / retribution by SOFs, Special Operations Forces. Like I say, I see these guys. I see these guys, you know, I mean, like, you know, I'm considerably older than them. They're young guys. They're fit and everything. They're obeying orders, you know, so I can't get too, you know, carried away with my anger. But I see them in operation. You know, I see the teams of stalkers,
matter
whether I'm in America, whether I'm in Mexico, doesn't matter where. I got a few more minutes, and let me just, on the same article, if people want to click on this or look it up, I'm quoting now Dr. Robert Duncan, who was a ex-CIA neuroscientist who I think just died this last couple of weeks, supposedly of 2 weeks of directed energy weapons, perhaps for saying things like this in one of his many, many YouTubes. He was one of these guys who had a conscience, and so he tried to help TIs. And he said in one of his interviews, Michael W. Wynn, 21st Secretary of the U.S. Air Force, 2005-2008, said, we have to use it, the cognitive warfare neuroweapon system, on our own citizens before we will use it on the battlefield. Okay, that's the way they think. He got fired for that comment. And you know who fired him? Robert Gates of the CIA. So that tells you Robert Gates is higher than Michael Wynn. And then Duncan goes on, every time the military gets a bigger budget, like after 9/11, you have more targets come online, and they all have the same date when they came online. He interviewed about 1,000 TIs. the most profound crime a government can do to an individual is peer into their minds without consent. The intelligence agencies have become a virus.
And then change their minds without consent, too.
That's right.
Program their minds. Yeah.
Program their minds, put in false memories, take out memories. That's part of information operations. Change the information in your brain. Intelligence agencies have become a virus, a cancer in all humanity. We have been trying to concentrate evil as humans understand it to create weaponry that attacks the information systems of the brain and body. Now that is, I think this is about the most evil thing I've ever come across, this program. And so I do this to alert people as to what our government has accomplished. The secret government has become, the shadow government has become the government and controls the government.
Well, where's the oversight? There's none. No, they're operating completely outside the three branches of government.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and this guy, Michael W. Wynn, as it turns out, I look it up on the internet, and he worked with General Dynamics, had a whole career with General Dynamics, a major defense contractor. And a subsidiary of General Dynamics is Electric Boat. Electric Boat is mentioned as one of the sponsors of this NASA document. And a TI in Massachusetts by the name of Jeffrey Medore, who was a radio engineer and actually talked to his attackers by way of voice-to-skull microwave synthetic hearing, he traced it back to General Dynamics, Electric Boat, and a front company for Electric Boat. So, you know, we're starting to see the pieces come together. And by the way, page 3 lists 38 military, intelligence, government, and private agencies involved with these future warfare technologies. U.S. Air Forces has two mentions at the top. They're the top dog. National Research Council, Army after next, U.S. Army Joint Futures Command, Chief of Naval Operations Strategic Strategies Group, Australian Department of Defense, DARPA, of course, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, United States Army Soldier and Biological Chemical Command, Air Force Special Operations Command, Defense Intelligence Agency, Electric Boat, Department of Defense Information Network Approved Products List, Office of Naval Intelligence, U.S. Special Operations Command, of course, Central Intelligence
Agency.
It's all
there. This is almost like a Black Ops Bible, a reference Bible. Crazy.
Yes, these are Black Ops. These are unacknowledged special access programs, which the government continues to deny.
They don't exist.
That's gaslighting.
We have no government, Eric. That's the problem. We really don't. These people don't represent us or America. What have they done? Is there even a civil defense program? No, there's nothing. They've done nothing. We're completely expendable. We're largely being eradicated now with the bioweapon injections and the bioweapon virus. It's also a big player. The spike protein, mRNA, they're taking people out, not just here, all around the world. They have sown their death oats, and they're sitting back and watching them ripen right now. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, it is a death cult, and they do talk about binary bio in here as one of their weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Page 54,
yeah.
Bio on the battlefield. There's a whole lot in here about sensors, smart dust, micro sensors. I've only given some of the highlights to this, so I would invite people to look at this. It's in bullet point form. It's relatively easy to read quickly, but they're all into cyborgs and robotics and robotic systems and replacing the human systems, even the military human systems, with these cyborg robotic systems because they're faster and more efficient, and I guess they're more cost effective. I don't know. But yeah, these are monsters, you know. These are devils that we have given our taxpayer dollars to.
You know, you could take any one of those, just about any one of those names, and spin a program out of it. Just about. And the average person on the street has no idea. No idea at all. They think the crap they're watching on their screens is real. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty shocking.
I guess what I hope for is a tipping point where enough people in, you know, decent people in government will respond, you know, to the fact that the civilian population is being tortured, assassinated by the military-industrial complex.
Sure. Very good. All right. Well, that was a tour de force. Well done. Thank you for that. And it's right there under Eric's name. You'll see it in guests. You can find the column right there. I'll put them into your, it should be under your columnist section too. What else did you want me to put under there? So I make
sure
I get it.
Well, both of those articles, you know, the other one is pretty good too. It's the one by Robert McCrite, The War Inside Your Mind. This is, again, this is something that the government's been working on this for 80 years, you know, at least.
Yeah. Oh, way long time. The world is bears little resemblance to what the so-called reality of it that you see on your screen. And it's the truth. Okay, thank you very much for that. Stay well. Be safe. You're in a safe place, Crestone. Enjoy. Do you see any more UFOs there? There used to be a lot seen in the valley.
Well, speaking of the airports, I've had the black helicopter over my, paused 15 minutes over my house to
really?
When I had my 911nwo.com website started.
Yeah.
And more recently, last year, I had three fighter jets fly very slowly, very low, not directly over my house, but very, very close. And I know they were giving me a message, like, back off, you know. But, hey, this is my country. I was born here. I'm a citizen. You know, the Constitution says that these people serve the citizenry of America. And I think they have lost, they've lost their focus.
Yes,
and they've usurped power, and now there needs to be a reckoning. If a civil war comes, all I can say is I'm rooting for the American people against the government, which is a criminal cartel.
Unfortunately,
the military and the police work for the criminal cartel. That's
they
very
do.
Unfortunate. But that's the and grow
it's
up,
true.
People.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Talk soon. And we have to pause for 21 hours. I'll be right back tomorrow. See you then.